All right, praise the Lord. God is so good. Wow, the presence of the Lord so strong. Thank you, Lord. All right, we are excited inside. When you came in, we gave you one of these bookmarks. It has our future church. Praise the Lord. We are so excited. Yes, we need to get excited. More room, more people to come on in. And this is the time we feel the Lord is helping us to get through, right? We are in the first phase. It has a prayer in the back. So we ask you that when you pray, you can confess this word. Amen? And you can pray it out loud. And you can declare it. Amen? It's an excellent prayer. So put it in your Bible. Every time you open your Bible, you read your Bible every day, right? And so when you get this, just lift us up in prayer. Amen? Because there are going to be many, many challengers. But again, God reigns and he's giving us that. If you got your bulletin, we'll go quickly. The evangelism training is going very well for all those that wrote their name. Brother Carlos is doing an excellent job. And this last time Jennifer taught, and I heard it was great. So please come and join us. It's key to be trained how to witness. Amen? And bring the gospel to the lost. All right. Christmas tree sale. Glory to God is starting. Volunteers, we need people to come, step in, help us. It's going to have a scheduling, right? Put a name here.
I will apologize to everybody. I have failed in my communication this year with the Christmas trees. But I did put a sign up out there for everyone who wants to contribute time to the trees. Me and my family, just given our work schedule, we're going to take care of it until Thanksgiving because we are going to start a little early. And then after that, of course, the more helpers, the better. Monday, me and Matthew Miller are going to acquire the trees. So Monday, tomorrow evening, I'll communicate with the men on the messaging board when we're approximated going to get back. So anybody that can help unload the trees, that is a huge burden that would be relieved and we would appreciate it. Today, immediately after service, any of the men or teens, if you're able, we're going to try to clear the tables from that front room of the Life Center. And it's just a lot easier whenever there's a lot of help. So I'd appreciate it. Right. Secondly, the married couples. I did put a sign-up list up in the lobby for our Friendsgiving dinner, which is that what?
This is going to be
It was Friendsgiving. It's Tacky Sweater. So we're doing Tacky Sweater Christmas. It's up front. The Pelleteers have blessed us with the opportunity to use their house. And I just wanted to say, anybody who has not come to the weekly the monthly training that we do or the book study that we're doing, please don't use that as an excuse not to come. You're more than welcome to come, whether you have attended or not, and it would be great. Thank you.
All right. Very good. Yes, couples, married couples, just come on. And fellowship is going to be fun, right? And make sure you wear your tacky sweater, right? The tackier, the better. That's going to be fun. Ladies, Christmas party is going to be at Pastor George and I's home. It's December 14. Write it down. Time goes fast from 5 to 8. And just bring a side dish and an ornament. So it's going to be fun. Please let us know, either Tracy or myself, right? Because we need to make sure we have enough food. Amen? So yes, it'll help us tremendously if you do let us know. All right, so we do not pass the plate for offering because we believe that giving is part of worship, amen, and that you bring finances unto the Lord, to your high priest, amen. And I pray that you do pray at home before you even bring it here, right, to your Lord and say, thank you, Lord, for providing all my needs according to your riches and glory. And so you bring it at any time. You can put it here in the plate or in the back. So, again, blessings of the Lord, tithes and offering, you give them to the Lord. It's a very small portion compared to everything he gives us, right? Everything belongs to him anyway, right? So, all right. So at this point, we're going to bless it. Amen. Father, we thank you for the giver, for the joyful givers. We thank you, Father, for those that have their gratitude and they appreciate what you have done in their life. Lord, we love you so much. So, Father, we bless it at this time. And we thank you, Lord, that you continue to give seed to the sower. Lord, for them to continue to prosper and have more than enough. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. I forgot to mention to the community Thanksgiving. It's going to be Tuesday, and it's going to be in the First Baptist Church. We're all invited to come. Pastor George has a part on it. It's 7 o'clock Tuesday. It will be good to fellowship with other Christians as well, to come together, right? The enemy don't like the body to be together. That's a good day to come and get strong, love one another, look at each other and say, we believe in the same Savior. Amen? And so let's break those walls that sometimes separate us, right? Let's just step in. And they've been so gracious to open the facility, the church. So again, make sure you take time, come with your family, and to thank the Lord because God is just has blessed us so much. And again, for Thanksgiving is our prayer too, that you gather whatever you do, right? Be grateful to the Lord. Pastor George put in the marquees, right? Gratefulness is the seed of joy. So if you feel you are missing joy in your life, could it be that you're a little bit low on gratefulness? Amen. And so we need to be thankful to the Lord at all time. Amen. All right. Wednesday, we're canceling Wednesday night. Continue to read John. Yes, we are in John. And so, but we will not have service Wednesday night because a lot of people are going to be traveling and getting ready for Thanksgiving Thursday. All right? Okay.
That funny look for my... when we study scripture, we just don't fly through it. We take our time. We're going to have the word forever. The word will stand forever. And even after the Lord comes for us and we're transformed, we're still going to be studying the word and finding out the depths of the riches of the glory that God has input into his word, because he is the word made flesh. And so we started in January studying the book of John, the Gospel of John, and we're still going through chapter 18, and this is November. You may say, it is similar to the way some of you pray. You know, some of you just zoom, you pray and all of that, you know. And some others of you take time to make sure that you contact the Lord slowly and you express to him all the things that you want to express. So it's not the one that runs the fastest, it's the one who endures to the end. So we're almost end of John, so hang with us. We may be done by the end of the year. Well, today is a very special day. We have visiting with us a couple that we dearly love. We have known them for a very long time. We are submitted unto them. Apostle Gail Sheehan, and together with Shelley, his wife of 35 plus years, they serve as directors of Christian International Apostolic Network, which is a community of over 900 ministers. Gail and Shelley are recognized globally, and Christian International, one of the missions is to restore the apostolic and prophetic ministries that many think that are done away with. Apostles Gail and Shelley have founded Destiny Now Ministries, and they are conference speakers. They go all over the nation. They handle the different ministers and churches associated with Christian International over the nation. And you can imagine they do a lot of traveling, and yet they made time when we requested them to come to little old LaBelle that is going to become big old LaBelle pretty soon. Hallelujah. They believe in the transformative power of knowing Jesus and the gospel of the kingdom within. They're based in Santa Rosa Beach, Florida. That's North Florida. And they impact lives, and they flow in the different gifts of the Spirit, leaving a legacy of miracles and kingdom influence wherever they are. And now that all the preliminaries I said, I really dearly love them. They have been more than just ministers. They're personal friends of ours. They encourage us. They watch over us. They pray for us. And they will do whatever. So I pray that you make them welcome and receive what the Lord has got for you through them this day. So let me get the mic. Hallelujah. Good brother.
All right. Well, we are very excited to be with you this morning. And can we give one more shout to Jesus yet today? Amen. Hallelujah. You know, we bring greetings from Bishop Hammond, and of course, he's been in ministry over 70 years now, and he just turned 91 in July, and so he is getting up there in age. He's always actually decreed that he would preach, pray, and prophesy until he was 95, and then he would decide if he would go up or go on, all right? And he said that for like 30 years. You know, we've heard him say that. But now we're getting near, all right? He's at 91 already, so it's a new season for him in a lot of different ways. But just bring greetings from him and everyone at CI. We had a great international conference in October, and Bishop Hammond actually laid his hands upon Apostles Tom and Jane, and of course Tom is his son, to commission them now as bishops of CI. And so they've been elevated to kind of that place now to oversee everything concerning CI. And we're so happy to have Pastor George Nasha be a part of our network of ministers. And we really esteem them, their leadership, what they've done here in the city, and how they've impacted lives and actually impacted the city has been very tremendous. So give them a hand in the Lord today. And so we are believing that we are here at a strategic time. I know Pastor George actually sent me a message several months ago, which I never saw, or for somehow I didn't get it. And so we never knew that there was a request until we got to see them again, and then we made plans for today, all right? And so I believe this is an appointed time for where you are corporately as a ministry and for what God wants to do. And so I'm going to share some things with you about the season that we're in. We are in a new season. If you ever look at a Hebrew calendar, it's a calendar that's different than our Roman calendar. Actually, on the Hebrew calendar, we begin the new year on the 1st of October this year. It was Rosh Hashanah. And so I never paid much attention to this calendar for a lot of years, but the Lord really awakened my heart to see it in a new way and in a new manner, all right? And so I want to share some things about that with you today. But I'll give you a quick synopsis of how we got here, all right? I was atheist, agnostic for the first 26 years. years of my life. God actually has a name for those people. He calls them fools, is what he said. So that's where I was. I came from a very strong scientific background as a chemist, environmental engineer. So I was steeped in a lot of the sciences and things like that. Until my life really got in a distressful way, and I was living by myself in the Midwest on a farm, and I was just outside one night, and I remembered somewhere where I heard the saying, ask and you shall receive, seek and you shall find, knock and the door shall be opened. And so I was outside walking alone. I said, I kind of remembered that, and so I just said, basically, God, I need your help, all right? And when I said that, and decreed that or spoke it, the Lord spoke to me. And it wasn't with an audible voice, but it was on the inside. And he said to go get this old college book that I had buried away in a closet with college books. And so I get it out, and I lay down on my living room floor and didn't know anything about Old Testament, New Testament, but just felt like I wanted to read something. And so I laid down in my living room, opened up to start to read, and it was Matthew 7:7, which says, ask and you shall receive, seek and you shall find, knock and the door shall be open. And so I just really began to weep before the Lord and said it's true, meaning God was real, and that this Bible that my mom had given me many years before was going to have a place in my life. Now, this Bible was a giant print one, all right? If you ever seen those, they're real thick and have big words, and that was a strategy of my mom, that the big words would work on me sometime, all right? And so that night I was born again, even though I didn't really know the terminology at that point of time, but I stepped from darkness into a kingdom of light. Now, the interesting thing about that is when I was actually born in the natural, the time was 7:07. And so now I'm born again with Matthew 7:7. And so after about a year or so, I found the scripture that if you find a wife, you find a good thing, all right? And so I thought, I know what I'll do. I'll look for a girl whose birthday is 7/7, all right? I didn't really think that, but when I met Shelley, guess what? Her birthday is 7/7, all right? And our first grandchild, a boy coming into the earth, came in right on the 7th, all right? So numbers have a big part of our life, all right? So that's kind of our legacy number. Bishop Hammond's happens to be 13 of all numbers, all right? And a lot of great things have happened in his life with that. And so so that's how we got there together. And so we have a prophetic marriage. We never dated before we knew we were going to get married. And on the second time we're ever together, Shelley says to me, are we going to get married or what? All right. And so it was yes. And 2 months later, we were married and launched to a teaming together for the destiny that God had for us. The only thing we had in common was Jesus, all right? We were totally opposites in taste and design and all those kind of things, but we had Jesus as, of course, the foundation of our marriage and of our life at this point. And so one other thing about this story, though, is that I worked for a chemical company, had a good job at the time, but there was kind of a dark side to my life, all right? And what most people never knew, except the ones that were really very close friends, was that I had been high every day for about 8 years, right? And so I have thousands of dollars of marijuana growing on my farm that year. That was going to be my cash crop for the year, all right? And so I didn't know it was wrong to smoke pot. So after I got born again for a while, so I smoked pot for a while after I was born again, all right? And sometimes God changes us little by little and brings freedom to us. And so one day I got the revelation, like, this is not right, you know, and so go out and chop all my plants down at that point of time. So, you know, God has a way to speak. If you got some family members, you wonder how God's going to get to them. He has a way of doing it, all right, and speaking to us the way that we hear him. And so that we really believe it's going to be a great year for prodigals to come into the kingdom, all right? So back to the Hebrew calendar. So this year we just transitioned. So I want to give you a story and a testimony of what God's doing with these Hebrew years. So finally I begin to see that really, you know, there's something to this about God's timing and what he does in the earth based on this calendar. And so I was in New York actually teaching, and it was actually 10 years ago. And as I was teaching there, the Hebrew year was 5776. So basically the calendar starts with creation and runs up until today. So it's been almost 6,000 years since creation time. And so I was teaching about this, and actually the number six is also a letter called Vav, and where it's used in the Bible several times, but in one place is actually in Genesis, where it said God created the heavens and the earth, and that word is he vav'd them together, or connected them together. And when you actually make this number, it actually looks like a tent peg that you pound in the ground to like hold tent ropes and things. And so it has this idea of connecting things together. And so I was teaching about that in New York, and I go home the next week, and one of the meanings also was like lightning bolts, he connects heaven and earth, like lightning bolts. And so I went home out by our pool, and I'm watching this storm roll in off of the Gulf of now America, right? Used to be Mexico, but America now. And I'm watching this storm, and it has a lot of lightning in it and flashes, and I like lightning. I have a lightning machine in my office. So I'm watching this, and yeah, I thought that I'd heard somewhere that you can tell how far storms are away by watching the flash and then listening for the thunder, and however many seconds that was how many miles the storm was away. How many have ever heard that? All right. Well, it's not true, by the way. I found that out. All right. When you open my water, Shelley, I'm going to get some water. So I'm out there watching all these, and I'm getting to like 5 or 6, you know, seconds in between, and all of a sudden, so I'm getting to like 5 or 6, something like that, and all of a sudden this massive lightning bolt comes out of the sky, goes across all of our palm trees, sets them on fire, throws like burning embers now over the pool, hits our carriage house, and blows the roof off on two sides, all right? And I'm like 20 foot from where this happens, and sounds like an atomic bomb to me, you know, at the time. But the first thought that came to me was, this is great. This is God confirming his word that he's going to connect our destiny like lightning bolts that year, all right? And it really happened. A lot of things happened that way. And so now roll ahead to now, 10 years later, and we're back to this Vav year, all right? And so the Lord's been speaking to me a lot with atmospheric things. He's always done that. It started when we were ministering in Canada, and I was ministering about Joshua and the hailstones in the summer. And a man came to me the next day and said, do you know what happened last night? And I said, no. And he said, it hailed 6 inches of hail, and they had to get the Canadian snowplows out to plow the roads, right? And so that was kind of this launching into this realm of confirming what God was saying with signs and with wonders. And so we were in Washington, D.C. shortly after that, ministered again on Joshua. It started to snow and hail during the service. It was so bad, we were snowed in for 2 days in Washington, D.C. They closed the airport, and we're stuck there. And so that's how it all kind of began. So this year, I want to just bring you up to where we are right now, because the last couple of years have been important in this journey. And so if we can go to these slides, I've got a PowerPoint for you. What I want to get into your hearts today is the idea that open doors come by faith and open windows come by grace, all right? And when we're talking about open doors, it means like we're believing for something. God's given us a target for something, and we're praying, and God works with us to really bring the breakthrough for those things. Whereas open windows are when God just does something we maybe haven't even been thinking about happening, all right? And he just begins to take us through this window to a new level that he has for us. And so we can go on to this next one. And so over these past couple of years, this is not the actual lightning bolt, but it looked a lot like that one, okay? And we can go to the next one here. Okay, so what happened when it struck our carriage house was that as I'm outside watching it, my son-in-law comes staggering out from the second level story where he was, all right? And it knocked him to the ground. He said it felt like shrapnel hit him with the drywall pieces. And so if you look at this slide, there's actually three composite pictures here. But on the bottom, you see the fireman there. It was the most massive lightning bolt that ever struck in our county. So we made the news. News crews came out. The fire department was there. But if you actually look, if you can see it behind, near the shutter behind the cabinet, there was like a 3-foot wide hole that had been blown out on the inside of the carriage house, all right? And so it was a massive thing that happened, and the fire department said to my son-in-law, how does it feel to live through a near-death experience? Because it was that kind of a powerful work. And so it did some things, knocked out some of our things that wouldn't work, so it looks like, well, that sounds like kind of a destructive thing God did, all right? So our insurance guy came out, and he's walking through. I'm showing him a couple things that aren't working. And he said, oh, no. He said, with a lightning bolt like this, you need to replace anything that was ever plugged into an outlet, all right? And so if you think about your home, what that means, appliances, computers, TVs, anything in an outlet. And so it turned out to be a $70,000 blessing in the end, all right? So it was a good thing. And so that's where God really got my attention about these Hebrew years. All right, so we can go on to this next one. And so 2 years ago, the number was 5784, and the number four, or letter four, actually when you write it out, looks like an open door. And so there were a lot of prophetic words about open doors for that year. And then we can go on to this next one. We get to 5785, which is just the last year we were in, and the five looks like a window when you write it out. And so it means that God will take you through windows sometimes that you were not expecting. And of course, for that year, the number seven means completion, eight means new beginnings, and this year was like framed by fives or double grace that we came out of recently. And so a lot of things got started during that year that we're going to begin to see God bring to fruition over this next period of time. Now, what happened to me in a personal way about this open door, open windows, was that I was scheduled for my fifth low back surgery last October. I played a lot of sports, ruptured a disc playing ball in college, and had several other sports injuries over the years. So I was scheduled for my fifth one, and they called me like a week before and said, you know, your blood sugar levels came out high, and so we're going to have to postpone the surgery, all right? And so I said, I wasn't really happy about that, but, you know, what can you do? So I said, okay. And so we're going along, and I get to like November, and I realize I'm completely healed, all right? God had done a miracle, and my back was completely healed. So I canceled the surgery, all right? And it was a good example of how God took me through an open window, all right? And no one in particular laid hands on me, and I made it seem to make it happen with any real cause-effect kind of things. It was really just the goodness and grace of God that made that happen. And so this is going to be a year that we're moving into now where God's going to do some great things about connecting things together, all right? And so we can go to this next one. And so one of the things that has to do with new beginnings really is the idea of promotion, right? And that God has promotion times in store. And so I believe that we're here this weekend because this is a promotion time, right? For Life Ministries, for your leaders. And I am just like the oil that flowed over Aaron goes down to the feet, it's for everybody, all right, to participate in the in this favorable promotion. And so I just want to read this scripture to you. And it says, "For not from the east, nor from the west, nor from the south comes exaltation or promotion, but God is the judge. He puts down one and he exalts another." So not from the east, not from the west, not from the south comes promotion. And so what I thought about the scripture was, what about the north? How come the north isn't mentioned here, right? Why is the north not included in this? And the answer to that is because promotion does come from the north, all right? And so we can go to this next one. So I'm ministering in a church in Aurora, Ohio, last year. And as I'm there, the Lord gives me this word for the ministry about promotion and about increase. And it was that God was going to cause a strong north wind to blow upon them to bring promotion, all right? And so I had that word for him. The next day, a man comes and again said, "You know what happened last night?" And what happened was the northern light showed up in Aurora. All right, and they never see northern lights. And the headlines in the paper the next day was that the North Aurora Borealis impacts Aurora. All right, and so it was like this new thing that God was saying about the north. And so we can go to the next one here. And so then shortly after that, last November, I had a word for a church in Pensacola. And again, it was this idea of God from the north bringing promotion and increase. So I gave him that word in November. In January, Pensacola got between 7 and 8 inches of snow, right? And it never snows in Pensacola, all right? And where we live, we got the snow. And so our grandkids are making snow angels in their bathing suits, all right? So they didn't quite get the idea of how you mix those together, but they were doing that. In our subdivision, almost every house had a snowman, all right, because they never have a snowman, all right, and so it was a fun time for the kids, and I happened to like snow, so it was a good time, but I began to realize that this wasn't just for that one church. God was saying this for strategic CI locations, and that he was causing this promotion to come as the God of the North, and so we go to this next one. And we see that God, promotion comes from the God of the North. Okay, we go to the next one here. And so there's several scriptures I want to read to you that have to do with this idea of God being the God of the North, all right? And the first one comes from Ezekiel 1:4, and it says, "I looked and I saw a windstorm coming out of the north, an immense cloud with flashing lightning and surrounded by brilliant light." And so this idea of windstorms from the north and God causing them to happen is actually scriptural. And then in Job, it says, "Out of the north, he comes in golden splendor. God comes in awesome majesty." And so many times the north is associated with glory, splendor, majesty of who God is. And then finally, this is one in Psalm that we've probably all heard. "Beautiful in elevation, the joy of the whole earth, is Mount Zion. In the far north, the city of the great king." All right? And so there's a lot of scriptures that have to do with this idea that God dwells in this place of the north. Now, God is actually everywhere, but I do believe he has a throne room, all right, where he is. And there's a first heavens, second heavens, third heavens. The third heavens are his throne. And so when we're talking about this north, it's not like our north, south, east, west. We are in one of millions of galaxies. So everything we see, sun, moon, stars, is a Milky Way galaxy, but there are millions of others, all right? And so somewhere, I believe that there is this throne room of the God of the North, all right? And he does bring promotion from those areas. And so it's kind of amazing, but You know, we have a typology in the Old Testament of things that are kind of made like the things that are in heaven. And so the Ark of the Covenant is a great example of that. A real thing made out of wood, overlaid with gold, carried on the shoulders of the priests. But in the heavenlies, there's also an Ark of the Covenant. And the reason for that is that in the earth realm, once a year the high priest sprinkled the blood of the sacrificial animals on the mercy seat of the Ark. But it says that Jesus went to a place in the heavens where he applied his blood to set us free and to bring kingdom freedom to us in some very great ways. And so another amazing thing, though, is even the enemy knows this, right? Even Satan knows about this place in the north, all right? And of course, the enemy always wants to bring disorder to wherever God has order. That's why, you know, there's been such an attack on marriages over the last several years. And by the way, Shelley and I will be celebrating our 43rd anniversary this week, all right? And on the 27th, we do that. Which is actually also Thanksgiving, right? This week, I think. But so the enemy knows this as well. And the reason I know that is this next scripture we're going to read. And let's go ahead and go to this next one. And this comes from Isaiah 14. And this is actually what Satan said. And he said, "You said in your heart, I will ascend to heaven. I will raise my throne above the stars of God. I will sit enthroned on the mount, should be mount of the north, of the assembly, on the utmost heights of the north." All right. And so he is even trying to get his throne above God's throne in the north. Now, you know what? That's never going to happen. All right. But he always desires to bring disorder. And so, like the marriages were under great attack, we see now even the idea of male and female is under great attack, gender identity. All those things are progressive things where the enemy's trying to bring disorder, chaos, where God has set an order. But the good news is he's never going to do it. All right. And we're in a season of great times of war, I believe, but also great times of increase. For my brother right here in the blue, this couple right here, I hear the Lord saying that there's a wave coming in the earth of God's Spirit and His purpose. And you're going to be some vessels that carry that wave and cause great things to be seen and to be known. The realm of miracles, signs, and wonders is going to be with you. And so get into those places where it seems like things are impossible for people, and you're going to see great breakthrough that's going to be able to happen for them. Amen. Amen. And so so we're going to believe that we are here at this strategic time because the God of the North is blowing on Life Ministries, all right? We've had other situations. We were in Missouri. They had a Category 1 and 2 pressure drop, like a hurricane that came there when we were there and brought snow again. But when you talk about promotion, all right, that usually means change happens, all right? And that sometimes we have to let go of some things to take hold of the new things. And so I want to tell you just a quick story, if I have time, before I want to minister to several today. And I'll do this really quick. When I was very young in ministry, I get a word from a very seasoned prophet that my ministry increase was going to be like Samuel, like he needed a coat every year. He grew a little bit, and it was like that's the way the ministry was going to be. And so it was like a good word, and I like that. And so what began to happen, though, was that part of the word was like his Samuel's mother brought a new coat to him every year. And so what began to happen was that people started to bring me jackets, sports jackets and suits, all right? And it began to happen regularly. And so after about the second, third, or fourth one, I also know that every time somebody brings me a coat, it's also a sign of a great test coming, all right, in my life, all right? And so by that time, if somebody's bringing a coat, I'm headed out the back before they get to me, all right? And so that went on for 15 years, all right? People would bring me suits, jackets. They were always perfectly tailored, never had to adjust them. And then all of a sudden it stopped one year and wasn't happening anymore until I was in Korea and we were ministering in Korea. On the very last day of the conference, the host said, "Oh, by the way, I'm having a tailor come to your room in the hotel to measure you because I want to make you two Korean suits," all right? And so I'm thinking, wow, that's great. Korean suits are really nice, you know. And then I'm thinking, this isn't so good, all right? This is like a double portion test time coming, all right? And it was, all right? Some things happened, test time happened. And so then on a couple of years later, and my son-in-law was involved in a car dealership business, and he had a partner, and the partner came to visit this, visit him in this carriage house where they lived. And as I didn't know him, I never met him before, but I'm outside mowing grass in my yard. And as he's backing down the driveway, he stops about halfway down and gets out of his car and shouts over at me and said, "Hey, do you know anybody that wears a size 44 jacket?" All right. And at the time, that was my size. I said, "Yeah, I do." And he said, "Well, I've got something for you." All right. And he opened his back door and trunk and got out 10 Joseph A. Banks sports jackets or suits, all right? 10 of those. And so it's like I put them in my closet, and it's like, wow, this is like a whole new wardrobe, you know? And then I remember the other part of this, all right? That this is probably not a good day at all, all right? And sure enough, it opened a door to the greatest test I've ever had to walk through since I've been born again. We were working with a development company that committed fraud, and we were in a lawsuit that lasted 7 years, all right? 7 years in this lawsuit with depositions and lawyers and all those kind of things. And there were actually 7 opposing attorneys that we had to battle because you couldn't quite tell who was committing the fraud and all this. And so it goes on for 7 years, costs us hundreds of thousands of dollars during the time. And during this same time, my daughter was teaching in a charter school, and she had the daughter of the hardest attorney that we had to face was a lady, was an ex-IRS attorney, all right? And so she was very difficult to deal with in any way. But she had her little girl in this school, and Heather, my daughter, was teaching her, and this little girl really began to like Heather, all right? And she was only like probably 5 or 6. And so this attorney now asked Heather, my daughter, if she would take her little girl to their house after school and babysit her until the attorney got home from her office, all right? Now, the attorney doesn't know that Heather's my daughter, all right? And so she did that. She went to the house and was babysitting this little girl. And so, you know, that's always something that God can do, all right? So in the meantime, when we're having in this lawsuit with the opposing attorney, my daughter's in their house babysitting their little girl, all right? And so you can know that God is in the midst of this somehow, all right? And so I'll tell you, a good clue to get out of tests usually is to bless and forgive. All right. That many times is the test or the bottom line of the test that we are in. And sometimes we don't feel like it to begin with. All right. But we can begin to choose to do that. And I always say to everyone, I think the greatest weapon that the enemy is using against the church and against people today is actually the weapon of unforgiveness. All right. And unforgiveness will hold back your destiny, will stop your destiny from ever happening. And so we have to bless and forgive. And so we, you know, worked through all that and did that, and made the choices, and finally were released from that whole situation, and God took us on. But this is the time where now promotion is going to come, and I don't believe you have to have all the tests, all right, that go with the promotion. You don't have to have the lightning bolt hit the house, all right? Although when the lightning bolt hit, it knocked out all of our air conditioning. And so I'd be out traveling and being in air-conditioned hotels, and Shelley would be at home, and she'd call me and say, "It's 95 degrees in the house today." All right, so it was a challenging time. But we can go on. Let's go to this next one. Next slide, if we can do that. All right? And so this is the year we're in now, 5786. Again, back to this number Vav, which means connecting, all right, destinies. But this year is going to be different because he's going to connect our destinies with promotions and with increase, all right? Connect our destiny to promotion and to increase. And I believe that strategically, that's exactly where you are right now. I looked at the building drawings, which are very great, all right? That's going to be a part of this promotion time and what God has for you. I just really felt during worship today, the Lord spoke to my heart and to say that it would be great, and we're going to do this, to give a first fruits offering towards this building. All right. And so I encourage you over this next week to pray about it, what God would have you break into concerning harvest. You know, seed time and harvest is in the kingdom. And this is the way we get breakthrough as well, as we partner with breakthrough that's happening. And so we're going to do that today as well, to be a part of that and see God do some very great things in that way. For my brother back here, I think he sang on the worship team. Yeah. And are you married? Yes. Is your wife here? She's in the back. Okay, let's see. I'll see if we can get her out, and we want to pray for you. And then my sister that was here in the yesterday that we didn't have a chance to minister to, is she here right here? Okay, and this is your husband right here? Okay, we just want to pray for you guys today too. Amen. Father, I just thank you. Help me with your names once again.
Aaron and Luke.
Okay, Luke and Aaron. Okay, and this is your son?
Yes.
Okay. Father, we just thank you, Father, for this couple, this family, and Lord, we loose now, Father, your anointing for your purposes, for your plans, and for the breakthrough strategically you have for them. I hear the Lord saying, daughter, this is going to be a season of time where your hands are going to be full with things to do. And the Lord says, as you move into this next season, I'm going to cause my grace to be upon you to do multiple things and multitask and cause my purpose to be revealed and implemented in many key and strategic ways. And I hear the Lord saying that the joy of the Lord will be your strength during this time, not just in happiness and feeling good, but in knowing that you're in God's will and you're causing kingdom purposes to be developed and to be birthed. And for you, Luke, I hear the Lord say that there's going to be some strategic advances in the workplace for you. And that God's going to begin to increase the prophetic anointing on your life, where you're going to be able to troubleshoot and solve problems prophetically that others have difficulty doing in the natural realm. And so you're going to have key weapon that will be the prophetic in your heart and life and mouth that's going to bring some great breakthrough. And for your son, I heard the Lord say that there's going to be strategic plans for you in the marketplace. And that God's going to birth in your heart some dreams and desires about business things, business plans. Math is going to be a key for you that you're going to excel in, and God's going to use that. He's going to take you through some years. I see the calculus years in college that God's going to put you through and in, and you're going to use a lot of that for what he has for you in the days and in the years ahead. And so, Father, we just loose that now. Father, this young man, we decree the favor of the Lord to be upon him. All right, and so you found your wife. All right, good. I hear for you guys that there's an awakening of promotion for you concerning younger generations, right? And that the Lord is going to begin to develop in your heart actually a song of the Lord for the strategic season that you're in. And so God's going to awaken some things that have to do with this promotion and increase for Life Ministries and the advances that you're going to have to move forward. Some of of it's going to be warfare. Some of it's going to be worship, all right? But I hear that prophetic acts are going to be a key for this time and for this season. And for you, I hear the Lord say that he's going to develop in you a real understanding of dreams and of visions, right? And that God's going to visit you in that way, all right, and speak to you in that way. You're going to begin to understand his voice in that realm, and it's going to be purposeful for you as a family, but also purposeful even for the ministry as well here and for what God has for you. So, Father, we just loose that now. Father, this young man and this young lady, Father, we thank you for this season of breakthrough that you have for them. Amen. In Jesus' name, we bless them. All right? And then we can go to one more slide here, I think I have. And this is the actual picture, right? And it didn't just happen on a Windows computer, but it was a real picture, all right? And what this is a picture of is this huge RV, all right? It was going down the road, and it was pulling this Jeep Wrangler behind it. And the model of the RV was called a Journey, right? And I found out, I didn't believe this hardly, but that RVs, this one was like $500,000, right, for an RV. They make some now that are over $1 million to purchase. And so this is a really big RV pulling this Wrangler. And on the very back tire of the Wrangler, it says something. And what it says is, the journey is the destination, all right? The journey is the destination. And you know what? That's what our lives are like, right? The journey is our destination, all right? Because what the Lord is most concerned with is us being conformed to the image of Jesus, right? And that he'll take us through tests, he'll take us through trials, he'll work in our hearts, he'll cause grace to come upon us. But the key is that he wants us to look like Jesus, right? And so the great thing about this Wrangler in terms of an illustration is, you know what? That Wrangler doesn't go anywhere the journey doesn't go, all right, as it's hooked to it, all right? If the journey goes to the right, the Wrangler goes right. If the journey goes left, the Wrangler goes left. And so if we can be like that with the Lord, guess what? It's going to be success in who we are and what God has called us to do. And so we're in a great season now, and I think one of the things that I really believe is happening and that will happen in a greater way is a merging between the marketplace and fivefold ministry, right? I shared with a group yesterday that there are legitimate callings that God has for marketplace people and for business people, all right, that God wants to use them in that realm. And it's very purposeful. The Seven Mountains, maybe you've heard of some of that teaching about society. If we really want to change things, we have to affect the mountains of society. And so I believe that's going to happen in a really great way. And so I want to minister in just a little bit, I know, today. Daniel, I know he's in the marketplace. How many others believe that you have a strategic calling outside the walls of a church in the marketplace, in business, government, education, arts, entertainment, sports? That was always, of course, for Apostle Tom and I, our desire was always to be basketball stars, all right, to play in the NBA, all right, but obviously that never happened, but... But my son probably had a better chance. He's 6'6" and wears size 20 shoes, all right? So he's a big guy. But I want you to stand. If you feel like you're really called to something in the marketplace, I want you to stand right now. And I just want to make a decree over your lives today, because promotion can happen there, right? Increase can happen there. Favor can happen there. Just like Joseph was very influential, but it happened in the place he was in the marketplace, or actually serving a very ungodly, unjust leader, all right, at the time. And so sometimes we get put in those positions that aren't easy, but if you know you're to be there, God's going to have a purpose for making it happen. And so I'm just going to have you just raise one of your hands today. And Father, I just thank you, Lord, for each one standing here. And Lord, I thank you, Lord, this is a season where you are causing the marketplace callings and destinies to be merged with fivefold ministries. And Lord, I thank you in the midst of this house, Lord, there's going to be the favor that's going to happen in that way. And Lord, we decree the promotion, the God of the North begin to blow upon each one of them, Father, launching them into the new. Some have new beginnings to step into. Some have to let go of some things to take hold of the new. But God, we decree that will happen today. In the mighty name of Jesus. Amen, amen, amen. All right, is the architect here today that did the drawing? I'd like to minister to them. It's a great drawing for the new church that's happening. You know, we at CI corporately have made some big changes over the last year or so. If you haven't been with us recently, where all of our offices used to be in modular buildings on the north side of Route 98, now has 300 apartments, right, that are there. And so great change, great transformation, and we believe that's going to continue to happen in the days and the years ahead. And so I believe that's happening here as well. So he's not here, but just his wife?
His wife.
His wife is here. Okay. All right, I'll have her come up. Yeah, come on up if you are the architect's wife. Oh, they're getting her. Okay, I thought maybe that was her. All right. So how many are ready for the God of the North to blow on you this year? All right. Now, if it happens to get 6 inches or 8 inches of snow down here, all right, that would be a great testimony. But the most recent place I was Las Vegas this month, and I ministered about the Northern Lights, actually, when I was there, and about what they represent and things like that. And so, like one day after that, the pastor of the church calls me up and said, you know what happened here? And it's like the Northern Lights actually swept over the nation just recently, over these last couple of weeks, and they got to see the Northern Lights in Las Vegas, which never, never happens, all right? And so God has shaken up some things, all right? And he's causing new things to be birthed, and he's causing us to let go of some of the old to make way for the new. And so we want to minister also, of course, to Pastor George and Aisha and their family that exists here today, for Daniel and his wife, all right? And for John and Leda, we want to pray for you guys today. And Shelly, you want to come and
come on down.
Come on down. Everyone knows what's going on with me.
Okay. All right, identify yourself. Who are you? Okay, and you're the architect's wife?
Yes.
You confess to that.
I do.
All right. Father, I just thank you for this young lady. Lord, we lay hands on her. And Father, we send your word to her husband as well. In this season, and Lord, we thank you for them in Jesus' name. For the Lord would say, daughter, I've put an anointing within you to cause encouragement to come to many, says God. And the Lord says that you're going to find those that seem to be left out or left behind and come to them and have a sharp word that will bring encouragement, speaking to their heart and bringing great breakthrough for them. And for your husband, I hear the Lord saying that even as there's a time for everything and everything for an appointed time, that he's in the kingdom right now with a task at hand to birth the new, even in this house. And he's going to be very faithful to make that happen, to stand in that place of releasing the view of the new that God has. And with that, it's going to be a corporate blessing for the ministry as well. And so, Lord, we decree that now in Jesus' name. Amen, amen. God bless you. Okay. All right. So now we want to pray for you guys, of course, and Daniel and his wife, Mary Lou, yeah. And we'll have John and he come, yeah. All right. All right, we'll start and go down the line. All right. All right, stretch out your hands to your leaders today. Father, we thank you, Lord, for Pastor George and Asia. Father, I thank you, Lord, for that mantle of the apostolic prophetic, Lord, that you have for them. And you thank you for this new season. For the Lord would say, send you identify with the role of a pastor. But the Lord would say, some of your function is also apostolic. And so the Lord would say, I'm going to begin to birth that in a whole new level. And the Lord would say that you're going to begin to be able to cause a unity to come even in this city that was never there before. And the Lord would say that even as you begin to break ground on the breakthrough that I'm bringing to you, the Lord would say it's going to be also a time of breakthrough and unity that I've purposed for LaBelle, says God. For the Lord would say there's been a stronghold over this city for many years. And the Lord would say it's going to take unity to cause that stronghold to be broken. And the Lord would say that you're going to be some of the vessels that make that happen and see strongholds come down and people step into freedom. The Lord would say there's been a war concerning even finances being held back and even some corruption that's existed in city officials. But the Lord would say that I'm going to expose things in this next 2 years in this city of things that were never seen before. And the Lord would say that you're going to be some of those that will cause righteousness to prevail over unjustness that would try to prevail. And so, Father, we loose that anointing, Lord. Father, that anointing, Father, of an apostle, the apostolic functioning, Lord, to grow in great ways, Lord, in this city, in this territory, in the U.S., and even in the nations. And the Lord would say, daughter, I'm also birthing the new for you, says God. And the Lord would say, even as you've been one of great passion, the Lord would say, I'm going to use that passion also to bring freedom to many in the days ahead. The Lord would say that there's going to be an inner healing ministry that's going to be birthed to a new level. For the Lord would say, many of my people are broken. And the Lord would say, I desire to use you to be one that causes the breach to be restored and to cause a brokenness to end, says God. And I'm going to fill your hands with an ability to do that. And we loose that anointing in Jesus' name.
For the Lord would say, son and daughter, I'm also raising up that next level of leader, says the Lord. And the Lord says, know that I'm even causing even a transition to happen in this season of time. And the Lord says, even as you've cried out and you've asked me for it, the Lord says, you have been faithful to me over many years and many seasons, says the Lord. And the Lord says, you've trained some and then they are gone. You've trained them and then they were gone. And the Lord says, it's been even that you've sent them out, says the Lord. And the Lord says, some you've sent out willingly and others just even just kind of went on their own, but the Lord says there's much fruit that's come even out of this ministry, says the Lord, and much has even remained, says God. But the Lord says, no, son and daughter, I've even brought those to you that you're able to keep, says the Lord, and you're able to build. This not only is a building season with the building, but the Lord says, even within my house with the people, says God. The Lord says, where there was even a season of time where there was a scattering, the Lord says, this is even a new gathering season that I'm gathering together my people, says the Lord, even in new and different ways, says God. And the Lord says, no, even as I am causing that next level of leaders to rise up, the Lord says, I'm going to cause them even to train others, says the Lord. The Lord says, you've been faithful to reproduce yourselves. So the Lord says, get ready, because even as the building is completed, the Lord says, I am going to do a new thing even in your midst, says the Lord. The Lord says, where I brought you even into a place of obscurity and hiddenness, the Lord says, get ready, I'm about ready to reveal openly that which I am doing. The Lord says, I've caused you to find great favor, but the Lord says, there's new favor coming. You've had favor with me, but the Lord says, there's new favor coming with man, says the Lord. There's new favor coming to you even in the city, says the Lord. And the Lord says, even as you write even the books, the Lord says, I am going to cause there to be an understanding of who you are and the things that you've done. Not that you've even wanted recognition, but the Lord says, no, it's almost like the woman that came even and was discussing with the king as she, the widow that left And she came, and the property was restored back to her when she left, even the city that she was at. The Lord says, no, that even in the season of time, the Lord says, there are going to be those that are going to know and hear of what you have done, says God. And there's some things that the enemy would have tried to rob in this last season that I am restoring even back to you, says God. And I'm going to do a supernatural thing. And the Lord says, there are going to even be some individuals that are going to come to you, and they're going to, I'm going to use them to minister that restoration, says God. And the Lord says, even concerning land and finances, the Lord says, I'm going to begin to cause that to happen. And the Lord says, know that I'm going to begin to cause there, even where there's been a hiddenness, even concerning land, the Lord says, I'm going to begin to open your eyes to see the land that I have for you even to build on. And the Lord says, my favor is going to be upon you, even with city officials and even with the owner of a particular piece of land. The Lord says, I have not yet revealed it, but the Lord says that this season is coming soon, that I'm going to reveal it to you, says God. It's very strategic, the place that I have for you to build on, says God. But the Lord says, now is the season. I'm going to begin to bring it about.
Amen, amen, amen. All right. And for John and Leda, Father, we thank you for them. We lay hands on this family in the name of Jesus, and we decree the blessing. Father, we decree, Lord, that even the ark of your presence resting in their home shall bring great breakthroughs in this time and in this season. And the Lord would say, son, I'm going to have you even release some things to take hold of the new, says God. For the Lord would say that I desire for you to be just like the wrangler, latched to me and hooked to me with my heart, with my passion. And the Lord would say, I have put that heart within you, a heart to help and a heart to build. And the Lord would say the enemies have been even under great attack to even try to thwart that calling and that purpose. But the Lord would say that my grace is sufficient for everything, says the Lord. And the Lord would say that I'm bringing you even into that new, and you shall step into it even over this next year. And for later, I hear the Lord say that there's a double portion anointing that's going to rest upon you in your calling, in your giftings, and in the marketplace. And the Lord would say that even as this presence of the Lord and the ark of his presence begins to rest in your home in new ways, Lord, it's going to touch every child, Father, concerning their destiny and purpose for this young lady. We'll see things beyond the natural realm and have an understanding even at a very young age. Lord, there's others here that you're bringing a new sense of security to them, knowing who you are and knowing that you're always with them, fighting for them for the breakthrough that you have.
For the Lord would say in you, son, that I'm even causing there even to be a breakthrough in the season for you, says God. The Lord says there's even some generational things that have tried to manifest in your life, but the Lord says, no, that I'm even breaking off even some generational curses, says God, even in this season of time, that I might elevate you and I might lift your head up above the head of the enemy that's even warring and fighting against you, says God. Because the Lord says, I desire even to bring promotion and bring my increase to you, says the Lord. And the Lord says, no, son, that this is a season that I'm going to begin to bring even some deliverance of some things that you've been asking me about, that you've been inquiring of me, says the Lord. So the Lord says, get ready, because I'm some shifting some things even for you, says God. Even some things even in your day-to-day, the Lord says, I'm going to begin to do even some new and some different things even for you, says God. The Lord says, I'm going to cause even some new authority and new responsibility even to come to you in the days ahead, says God. The Lord says, you've walked through even a time of testing and a time of trying, says God. And the Lord says, my grace even shall be upon you to press in even in some new and different ways, says the Lord. And the Lord was saying to you, daughter, that there's even not only the anointing, even of the prophetic and even that seer anointing, but the Lord says, daughter, I'm going to begin to cause even greater clarity even to come to some of those things that you see and even some of those things to hear. The Lord says, I'm sharpening you, says God, and I'm elevating you. The Lord says, I'm not only just bringing promotion even in the natural realm, but the Lord says a new demand upon the gift that's on the inside of you, but the Lord says I'm also causing promotion and increase to come even in the realm of the spirit, says God. And the Lord says, not only have you trained well in the natural, but the Lord says even in the spirit, Lord, so I'm going to shifting some things that you even do and some responsibility. I'm causing a new weight and new authority to come to your words. And the Lord says there's new training, not only for you, but the Lord says I'm going to cause you even to train others, says the Lord. The Lord says that the gifts and the talents that are on the inside of you, the Lord says, I'm going to begin to put a demand upon them for you to be able even to teach and to train others in the days to come. The Lord says, I'm going to begin to cause a shift to happen in some of the things, even day to day, that I'm going to begin to cause there to be even a new availability so that you might reproduce yourself in others, says the Lord, even as I elevate you and I bring promotion to you, says God.
Amen. I just hear the Lord say that he's breaking an assignment of anxiety that's tried to war with you. And I hear the Lord saying, be anxious for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplications, you're going to find a new peace to walk in. And Father, we loose that now in Jesus' name. And thank you, Lord. Father, we thank you for Daniel and Madalu today, and we lay hands on them and we release that anointing, Father, for this season, this day, and this hour. For the Lord would say, son, I am making you one of those that will cause the merging of marketplace and ministry, says God. For the Lord would say, I've given you giftings and ability, and that they're able to be used in both dimensions, even simultaneously. And so the Lord would say that there's going to be a strategic design that I have for you concerning your destiny. And the Lord would say, I've given you an ability to look at things, overview from a high level of perspective, so that you see the whole. And the Lord would say, others see pieces and components, but God says, I'm going to give you an ability to see the whole and to see how it comes together and how to make that happen. And the Lord would say that even in your marketplace assignment, says God, the Lord would say, like Joseph served others, but great increase came to him. The Lord would say, it'll be like that for you. And the Lord would say, you're going to be called upon even for some new assignments in that realm, and even with the company, says God. And the Lord would say, it's going to be a day of promotion in the days ahead, where you'll have oversight of even more than you have currently. And the Lord would say, daughter, I've put a heart within you of great compassion. And when Jesus was moved with compassion, he did great miracles. And so the Lord would say, you're going to have an ability to pray miracles to happen and to decree miracles and see them happen. And the Lord would say, you're one that likes things to be just. You don't like there to be an imbalance and things tilted in the wrong way assignments, revelation, and in destiny. And so the Lord would say that I'm going to give you an ability to judge things very righteously. And the Lord would say, with that will come an ability to cause great change to happen as well. And Father, we just speak a blessing over these young ones, Lord, and even the one to come. Father, we thank you, Lord, for their household, Father, and their quiver to be greatly filled.
And the Lord would say unto you, daughter, that even in the season of time, and even as that compassion arises within you, the Lord says you are one that's able to train and equip others. And the Lord says, that there's even gifting that's even been dormant inside of you, says the Lord. And there's some things that you even know that you operate in, but the Lord says, I'm going to put a new demand on some of those gifts that you haven't really realized, says God. And it's almost like I'm going to put my hand to your back, as it were, and catapult you forward, says the Lord. So the Lord says, daughters, I begin to transition you and I begin to bring some change, says God. The Lord says, no, your ministry is going to grow and increase even as your children grow, and even as I bring increase to them, the Lord says, you're going to raise them up right alongside you, says God. Because the Lord says, daughter, I'm going to surprise you even with some of the things that I do. The Lord says, because there is even an anointing upon you to teach, and just to break and open my word, there's an understanding, a revelation that I've given to you, says the Lord. And the Lord says, you share with people one-on-one, but you said, Lord, I don't know that I really want to stand really in front of people or really in front of a crowd. But the Lord says, no, I'm going to develop some things even out of you, says God, because the Lord says, I've been speaking to you even in your quiet time, even as you come before me. The Lord says, I've been giving you revelation. I've been opening up your eyes even to see some things and write some things down. And I'm going to cause you even to bring some teaching and some training even to others, says the Lord. So the Lord says, get ready, because there's even that anointing of the seer. There's even that prophetic anointing that sometimes you just think that people just know when they see things and they perceive things the way you do. But the Lord says, no, that's a gift from me. That's a prophetic gift that I've even given to you, says the Lord. And I've used you especially in that place of prayer, that I've caused you to pray perfect prayer, says the Lord. Even prophetically pray and see things happen, says God. The Lord says, daughter, even in the secret place, as I have caused you to pray. The Lord says you have seen things and you have spoken things forth and seen them happen exactly as you prayed. The Lord says, daughter, you're a dreamer. Not only are you a visionary to dream, but the Lord says there are even specific dreams that I've caused you to dream, and you've seen it come to pass, says the Lord, the very things that you've dreamed. The Lord says, daughter, even as I cause you to dream, you're going to thwart the plan of the enemy on people's lives, says God. The Lord says, not only for the prophetic, but the Lord says, daughter and son, there's a shepherding anointing that's upon you, says the Lord. I'm going to surprise you even in how I use you in the days and in the years ahead, because the Lord says, even son, there's a heart of compassion that's even upon you for people, says God, to see them come to that place of fulfillment, says the Lord. And the Lord says, I use you, son, even in that place of prayer. And there's a sensitivity to me, says God. And the Lord says, son, I use you even not only within the workplace, even to pray for people. And the Lord says, very even evangelistically, says God. The Lord says, even sometimes prophetically, that you even will speak to someone and a very sharp and a very pointed word of wisdom. And sometimes even a word of knowledge, says God, not only in individual lives, but the Lord says, even, son, even in your vocation and what I've called you to do, the Lord says, there are sometimes, son, that I've just began to even to speak to you and given you prophetic insight of even exactly what to do, even in due season, even in the right time, says the Lord. And the Lord says, I've caused you even to save the company, even many thousands of dollars, even at times, and even into the millions. And the Lord says, I'm going to continue to do that for you in the days and in the years to come, says the Lord. But the Lord says, no, there's going to even come a season of time that I am going to transition you, says the Lord. Because the Lord says, son, you're able, there's so much ability and so much gifting that I've given to you, that you're able just to do so many things and very versatile, and I've caused you to be very multifaceted, says God. And I'm going to use you even in my kingdom, says God. The Lord says, son, you're one that loves to just kind of be in the background, but the Lord says, know that even as I am causing your wife to be catapulted forward, the Lord says, I'm going to begin to press you forward. I'm going to begin to put a demand on that gift that's on the inside of you, says the Lord. The Lord says, yes, you prophesy, and the Lord says, I'm going to cause that even to come about, says God. But the Lord says, also, there's an anointing upon you to teach and even to train others, and especially in some very practical things, says God. The Lord says, son, there's some very practical things that I've caused you just to walk in and to understand concerning my word. And I'm going to cause you even to teach and train others line upon line, precept upon precept, says the Lord. Even the Lord says, even as you do, even your children, the Lord says, there are many that would desire for you even to mentor and to train them, says God. And the Lord says, even in the days and in the years ahead, I'm going to cause some things to come and happen for you one-on-one. But the Lord says, I'm going to also cause there to even be just some teaching and training that you're going to do even individually with people. And even from time to time, even with couples and families, says God, the Lord says, I'm going to transition you even into it. And the Lord says, I've caused the two of you to be very versatile and to juggle many things. But the Lord says, no, your family is always going to be first, says the Lord. And the Lord says, I will not allow you to sacrifice your family on the altar of ministry, says the Lord. And the Lord says, no, because I'm raising up your family, says God, even as you balance ministry and as you balance business. The Lord says, I'm going to cause it to be a family thing, not just the two of you, but the Lord says, I'm going to catapult your family forward, says the Lord, and you're being an example to many in the days and years ahead.
Amen, 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 amen. All right, I want you all to stand with me if you would, because this north wind that's blowing in the spirit realm is something we can all catch and take to a new level. And sometimes that means God will open great new doors for you. Sometimes it'll be a window of destiny that he has. But in the scientific realm, there's something called quantum leaps, all right? Or quantum jumps, all right? And spiritually, you're in a season for that to happen. And that means you can go to a new level without going there slowly, but it happens quickly. And this happens actually with electrons that are flying around a nucleus. All of a sudden, they're in one energy level, and then they jump to a whole new level, right? And they never exist in between. I know that's hard to believe, but it's true. They never exist in between. They're in one or in the other level. And so exponentially, this is a time for the House for Life Ministries, for you individually, to be able to take some quantum jumps to the next level, right? Now, in the science realm, something happens to the electrons that makes them do that. And the technical term is they get excited. And that's a real word that's used in science. The electrons get excited and jump to a whole new level. All right, and so this is a season where God can shine his light upon you to cause this quantum jump to happen. And so I just want you to raise your hands. I want to make a decree over you that God this year, in this year of 5786, is going to connect your destiny with promotion, with increases, and with quantum jumps. And so, Father, I decree that, Lord, over every home, family, and individual, over Life Ministries corporately, God, that this is a day and a year where quantum jumps can happen. And so we loose that now, we decree that now, and we speak to everything that would try to hold back or hinder, every spirit of delay, everything that would try to lock up destinies. We break your assignments, your powers today, and we decree destinies to be revealed in great ways. And we loose that now in the mighty name of Jesus. And let's give the Lord one more shout today. Hallelujah. We thank you for breakthrough. Amen. Well, we love you guys. It's been great to be with you. For my drummer friend, you know, sometimes you have hard assignments in the kingdom. And drummers are one of those, all right? It's the only place where they put you in a cage, lock you up, and try to silence you, all right? And so we bless this young man for what he does. All right, God bless you guys.
Let's worship the Lord for a minute. Before I forget, you want to bless the apostles, the offering plate is available. Remember, the kingdom of God is all about giving and receiving. You receive some things, you give some things, and the flow continues.
Won't you let this be a sacrifice? Let me take
Father, thank you for meeting with your people. Thank you for being in our midst. Thank you for raising our expectation of the things that you're doing, not just in this place, not in us, but in the whole world. Lord, we want to see the glory of the Lord fill the earth. And Father, it starts with each one of us individually, and then it permeates through us to others. So Father, fill us up to the brim, to overflowing, so that we can be the light that shines forth everywhere we go. Father, I bless your ministers. I bless Apostle Gail and Shirley. And Father, we just pray that you energize them and continue to open doors for them to minister your life everywhere we go, Father, everywhere they go. Father, that your anointing would break the yoke of bondage upon the people that they minister to. Father, that you keep them in health and prosperous. Father, that there would be an excitement every time they go to a place. Father, that revival sparks up because of the things that they declare, the things they teach, the things they minister. And Father, we pray, Father, that their whole family be blessed and anointed to be used of you wherever you want them to. Father, take them back in safety as they fly back north. And Father, may they be the people that you've called to be, even at this season, Father, experiencing the things that you have deposited in them, so that through them, many will be blessed. And Father, we just thank you. And Father, we pray that everyone that has heard the different words shared here, Father, we'll be excited to know that you are the God of promotion. Father, promotion comes from you, and that is the real promotion, Father, that we're looking for. And Father, we pray that even from this day forward, we'll begin to recognize the areas of promotion that you're sparking with each, every one of us, Lord. That we would give you the glory even in this season of Thanksgiving, Father, that we, even before we see those promotions manifested, we already give you thanks, because you know you said it, you spoke it, and so it is. And Father, we just thank you and receive those words. Father, I pray blessing as we leave this place. Father, may every family member, every person and their family be blessed as they depart from this place. May you dismiss us, and may you go with us to accomplish the things you've called us to. I bless you people, and I thank you for them. In Jesus' name, amen. Hallelujah. You are dismissed.